Welcome to Podcast Sound Advice, the place for up-to-date podcast tactics and trends. You'll find actionable strategies to help you grow your audience, expand your influence, and monetize your content. Join Phyllis and Kelvin for Podcast Sound Advice starting now.
Hey, welcome to Podcast Sound Advice, the place where we share what's working in podcasting today. Now, our goal is to help you create a bigger impact with your show. And today's topic, well, it's going to be really helpful. This is the third part of our series on the ROI or ROI formula. And today is the Y in the formula. The previous two episodes covered the other parts. You can check those out later. The why is for more you, right? In most cases, you know, your listeners and people who are attracted to your content and your show, they really want to get to know you. They want to be connected with you as the host. So think about it. If you've listened to someone's show regularly, or, you know, you heard about a new show and you binge listened a few episodes, you know, you really do start to feel connected with this person. You really start to pick up on things just as a natural part of listening, like their speech patterns and the sound of their laugh. You pick up on the energy of their show and the way that they talk about certain things, right? We just sort of naturally just start picking those things up. And all of that happens because of the way that you show up as a podcaster. So for a lot of us, this is somewhat effortless, right? We just sort of bring our whole selves to the thing, and we can't help but share. We can't help but be that kind of person. But for some of us, it's not as natural as it might be. So I want to encourage you to allow, like, I guess, listeners in a little bit more. Let them see a little bit more of who you are and put a little bit more of yourself into the show. And we're going to talk about some ways that you can do that. But, you know, podcasting is so great for this because, you know, we don't have to worry about how we look. We don't have to worry about having the perfect voice. We don't have to worry about, you know, coming across like the most perfect speaker in the world. You know, our listeners are there for the conversation. Now, listeners definitely want good audio quality. They definitely want good, relevant, interesting content, but they don't expect you to sound like, in fact, they don't want you, I don't think, to sound like, you know, a newscaster or something like that. They want more of you. Now, when I say more of you, I just want to put this out there too. I'm not saying you need to be an open book and share all kinds of sensitive or personal information. That's not it. What we're going for is being sort of this real, approachable person who's a go-to expert, somebody that your audience can really depend on for the information and the expertise and the stuff that you're sharing. You know, there's a couple of ways that this works. Obviously, it's more engaging for your listeners. You know, when you are giving your listeners, here's an easy way to provide more of you, so to speak, right? Which is by giving your listeners additional ways to connect with you. Obviously, that can happen easily on social media. You might give people a way to email you. Maybe you even have a special place for them to leave comments and feedback. You know, that's going to be a great win for you and a great win for your listeners to be able to take sort of a next step in being connected with you. The next thing that you can do is really encourage listener participation. Create opportunities for your listeners to participate in the podcast by submitting questions. Maybe they can even share their own stories or suggest topics for future episodes even. When you incorporate their input into your content, not only do they feel involved, you know that you're serving up the information they really want to hear. One of our podcasters, Sarah Hart Unger, her show is called Best Laid Plans. She uses SpeakPipe, which is an app that allows people to ask a question verbally and it gets recorded. And then when she can, we insert that recording into her show when she does a Q&A episode. And so you hear the listener ask their question with their own energy and nuance and personality. And then you get to hear Sarah answer that question. And it's just a great way to really encourage listener participation. And I guarantee you, the people who ask those questions that Sarah then personally answers feel super connected to her, right? They feel like they're good friends, even though they might not have ever met personally. Another thing that you can do to help sort of give more access to you and help people feel more connected to you is to offer bonus episodes or behind the scenes kinds of things that are just for your dedicated podcast listeners. This provides obviously additional value, and it gives them encouragement to continue to support the show. Now, this doesn't have to be behind a paywall, but it could be. I'll give you an example, though, and I think this is so smart, and this is something anyone could do. Alex Lieberman, who's the founder of Morning Brew, he had a podcast, and he offered to do Zoom events where he would show up and answer questions in a Zoom format where, again, there's sort of this chance to feel, I guess, step closer in connection, and they could see each other and talk to each other in a synchronous way, right? Podcasting's asynchronous, where we're recording and then at one day and time, and people are listening at another day and time. So he did the Zoom event. I think he did a couple of them. And the only people who got the invitation and the only people who got the information were people who listened to the podcast. So it was a great way to reward loyal listeners who were already fans of the show. And I can guarantee if they went to the Zoom event, you know, they're going to continue to be even bigger fans of Alex and his show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, there's a couple of other things that you can do, and I'll just sort of list them a little bit. You can definitely, you know, utilize social media platforms. You can use that as a place to continue the conversation or the discussion. You can give people the, again, the chance to ask questions or provide feedback. You can just actively also respond. If somebody leaves you a message and said, hey, I really love this show, or I thought this was really great, or whatever, you know, definitely communicating on other platforms back with your listeners is definitely going to be a win. You know, I also love the idea of doing a shout out on a show. So if you have a listener who engaged with you and sent you an email or posted on social media and you have their permission, especially if it was an email and it was private, I think giving them a shout out and saying, hey, you know, thanks to this person for leaving this great feedback or asking this great question, it just really acknowledges to all of your listeners that you pay attention to your audience and that you're there to serve them and you're there to really personally engage with them as well. Another thing that you can do, if it makes sense, depending on your location, the size of your audience, is to have live events or meetups. You can also offer rewards or merchandise for people. I know there are some people who provide like a nice, like some swag if you leave a nice review, or swag maybe if you participate in a Q&A episode, that sort of thing. All of those things just help foster, I think, closeness with you. It helps build more of a community and helps people feel like they're a little bit more of the conversation and the discussion, which is always a plus. You know, you could also collaborate with listeners. You could invite them to come on the show. Again, Sarah, who I mentioned earlier with Best Laid Plans, has done this. I know that Laura Vanderkam and show was The Best of Both Worlds has done this before too. She had, you know, loyal listeners have gotten in touch with her about something and have ultimately she's invited them to be a guest on the show and have a conversation. So I think, again, that's just kind of giving more of you to your audience in a way though that works for you and works for them as well. The last thing that you can do, and a lot of people are already doing this, Tracy Otsuka, who's the host of ADHD for Smart Ass Women podcast, April Pertwee, who's the host of the Inside Story podcast, both have great Facebook groups where they have continued conversation about their show and they have other ways for people to engage with them. They're both really great communities with lots of people, lots of engagement. It's not just one person sort of talking. It's literally fostering connections with listeners and they're getting to know each other and that sort of thing, in addition to getting to know the host even better, which is awesome. You can also offer additional access to you in paid communities like Patreon and others. Laura Vanderkam and Sarah Hart Unger, who are the hosts of the Best of Both Worlds podcast, you know, they do this and they have monthly Zoom calls and things where, you know, their most loyal and avid fans show up and, you know, get to talk to them and they get to know each other and they really love it. The audience loves to do it. I think Laura and Sarah love being able to connect with people in that way. And it's a win for everybody. So I hope that you will look for ways to regularly seek feedback from your audience and provide more sort of access to you in a way, obviously, that works for you, that's comfortable for you. Continue to tailor your content to meet their interests and their needs, you know, ensuring that you're providing, you know, great value with every episode. That's always going to be the most important thing that you can do. Keep observing the content that resonates. Keep giving your audience more of what they want. You know, often as content creators and podcast hosts, you know, we worry or we feel like maybe we've already talked about some of these things too much. We've already talked about, you know, this topic before. And it's some of our content we really can't talk about too much. And it's, I think as creators, we might be at a place where we sort of want to talk about things in a different way. But again, go back to, you know, what does your audience want and how do they want to hear it from you? And you're always going to be on the right track. Your podcast listeners, they want to learn from you. They're showing up to be inspired and they want to be connected with you as the person, as the host. It's absolutely great to fit this in a way that works for you. You know, every style isn't right for every person, but find a way that feels right for you, that just feels like a really good next step for your audience as well. Okay, so that is the ROI formula. R for relevant, O for opinionated, Y for you. Hopefully you found that easy to understand. Now, you're probably already doing some of the things that we talked about over these three episodes, and that's why you have loyal listeners. That's why you have people who love your show now. So I just want you to have a show that continues to grow both in impact and downloads. And by following this formula, kind of keeping yourself on track with this, I think we'll help you make that happen. If you had feedback for us, you can always send us an email at podcast@soundadvicestrategies.com. Look forward to hearing it. And until next time, happy podcasting.
That's our wrap for this episode. We hope you found today's sound advice helpful. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review. You can get more resources at podcastsoundadvice.com. Until next time.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.